referrals are cheaper than advertising. You did hear that right. Some doctors believe that referrals are actually free and that paid advertising costs money. Well, yes, paid advertising does cost money. You were right about that. But no, referrals are not necessarily free. In fact, a single referral can cost between $1 and $2 million. Let me explain. There's going to come a point in your practice where you can't add another patient until you've added another staff person at the front desk. See, the phone ends up ringing so long that either nobody picks it up or patients calling get the idea that nobody's home by the time it is picked up. Patients just aren't treated with care because there aren't enough staff at the front desk to do the job. When you go to add another person at the front, you realize there isn't a place for her to sit. I've been in these practices. There's no way to add on, expand, change anything without building a new clinic. You got it. There's going to come a point where you have to spend over $1 million to provide space for even one additional staff person to sit. It's what we call the $1 million referral. And no, paid advertising won't overcome this problem either. The doctor who wants to delude themselves into thinking they can actually add patients to a practice that is already full would do better to delude themselves with referral generation programs than with paid advertising. At least it won't cost you anything to attract patients through referrals to a practice that won't even let them through the front door. All right, next, referrals are always preferred to paid advertising. It's true, referral patients are easier to work with, they buy more, refer better, and they're more reliable. That's not even in question. You see, though, there are two basic types of practices. There's those that want to build an all-referral practice and those that want to brand themselves and gain market share. The reason a practice might want to advertise, even though it already draws an impressive number of referrals, is to literally stake a claim on the territory around the clinic. In other words, a campaign to turn the entire neighborhood into your patients even before they know they need you. Practices that want to do this need to be prepared to spend between 5 and 10% of their gross monthly revenues on an indefinite basis in order to dominate the drawing area of the practice. Doctors who take this route are usually ambitious and confident that they can build the infrastructure, and that has to include, unfortunately, associate doctors, that will be necessary to support an ever-growing demand for their services. A practice that does paid advertising actually gets a referral boost in the process. When a patient does refer you to one of their friends or family, that person's already heard of you. In that case, the likelihood of referral success rises noticeably. The doctor that has no concern about the swelling competition in the area will do well to save their money and consumerize for referrals instead. All right, next, when you ask for referrals, you look pathetic. This is not necessarily true. I've actually found a tremendous benefit available to the practices that will ask patients to refer. I think you already recall that we talked about that consumerism continuum and those patients or those practices that fall in the middle where you're not offending people, but you're not impressing people. That's where asking will actually benefit. Well, there are other benefits. It's very similar to the practice that advertises. When a practice is about to commit $3,000 a month to an advertising campaign, the doctor will tend to be less tolerant of underperforming staff. The doctor who knows that thousands of dollars are at risk in the current mailing campaign will begin doing everything they've been putting off to improve the practice. It's the same way when you ask patients to refer. When you ask a patient to refer, you become extra conscious of whether or not this patient is having a good experience in your clinic. Who would want to ask someone to refer if that patient were to turn to you and say, "Well, I will refer as soon as you take that Nazi off your reception desk"? When you ask a patient to refer, you know unconsciously that you are literally committing yourself to improve the overall patient experience in your clinic. Okay, next, consumerism is the key to referrals. Yes, of course, consumerism is a terribly important aspect to referral generation. Prices, convenience, etc., they all play their part. What the consumerist doctor often overlooks, though, is the role that peak time capacity plays in referral generation. Consumerism is thought of as the pampering and schmoozing that goes into inspiring patients to refer their friends to the clinic. Capacity, that is peak time capacity, actually has everything to do with delivering consumerism. You can't even get the kindest, sweetest staff person at the front desk to welcome a new patient to the practice if she's seriously overworked. If you, the doctor, are too slow to accommodate more patients during the convenient hours of the day, it won't matter how nice or helpful your team is when interacting with patients, there simply won't be any way to wedge more patients into your schedule. See, never forget that peak time capacity is all about staff, space, equipment, and doctor speed. These are the building blocks of consumerism. You have that? Capacity is the building block of consumerism. Consumerism is more than attitude. It's a capability to not only impress patients, but to scale that capability up to the point where ever greater numbers of patients can enjoy that same great schmoozing and service. Remember, consumerism without capacity is nothing more than the recipe for a boutique practice. What's the point of becoming an ice cream sundae if there's not enough spoons for everyone? All right, next. All practices seeking referrals are up against the same challenges. This is definitely false. Each practice in every part of the country faces a unique challenge in their effort to inspire referrals. I've seen doctors who had the only practice in hundreds of miles in all directions deliver service, prices, and availability that would have literally closed their doors had they been practicing in a major city where there was mounting competition. You see, competition causes consumerism to be graded on the curve. If there's one doctor per 1,200 prospective patients in an area, the requirements of consumerism get easier. In other words, the community is going to be more forgiving out of necessity. They've only got so many doctors, and so the patients have to comply. If the cost, convenience, case presentation that worked wonders in the 1 per 1,200 market were tried in the 1 doctor per 500 prospective patient market, it would be a completely different outcome. That's right. Referrals are not a factor of consumerism. They're a factor of relative consumerism, relative being measured by the doctor to prospective patient ratio in the community. Let me give you the breakdown. 1 doctor per 500 prospective patients is an extremely tough market, and you will have to perfect your consumerism to thrive. 1 doctor per 1,200 is more normal. 1 per 1,800, we call that an easy practice. And 1 per 2,500 is sweet. This means that the referral essence components, cost, convenience, control, comfort, compassion, competence, all those things we've talked about on previous recordings, will have to improve relative to the similar offerings of your competitors. All right, next.